I think we all feel a little better after this week. 61-21 win for the Missouri Tigers over Eastern Michigan. Barry Odom's first win as head coach. Now, the defense knows that they have some work to do, but I spoke with Michael Shear. He told me there's too many talented players. And, you know, he told me the same thing after week one and week two last year about needing to learn their gap assignments. And I think that's just a progression that this defense will need to go through. Now, I'd like to see the defensive line get into the backfield more. And Odom says they could tackle better, but I think that will come around now. Obviously, a big test coming up next week against Georgia. Offensively, though, I mean, what can you say? Listen, Drew Lock, he threw more touchdown passes tonight than he did all of last year. And it's amazing when you give him a little bit of time. I mean, he could not have walked down to those receivers and set the ball in their hands any better than what he could, you know, tossing that ball 30, 40 yards downfield. Excellent night tonight for him. Almost a near record for single passing yards in the game. He finished with 450, the record 480 set by Jeff Handy in 92, and then Blaine Gabbert had 468 in 09. But Locke's 450 yards coming to win, both Handy and Gabbert lost their games. And this is something that Locke said he had talked to his receivers and his teammates about this week in practice. He wanted to come out and set a record in this game. And he would have done it had they not brought in Marvin Zanders at the end. But we had a chance to talk with Drew Lock after the game. Of course, entire media crew here surrounded him. But here's his comments on the win, coming up with the near record, and the job of his offensive line. It looks like Lock is treating for dinner this week.
All right, let's do it.
Drew, how long have you been waiting on one like that?
I'd say a long time. A long time. South Carolina was probably the coolest thing to that one. And this one definitely oversteps the South Carolina game.
Which touchdown was the best?
Wow. JJ's is pretty cool. The little one-yard pass I had to throw to him to go run. But at the same time, Kendall Blanton's was pretty cool. Old KC guy. And we've been talking about it. He's one and one so bad. He's a big body guy. He wants it bad, and I'm just happy that I can, you know, get him on and let him get rolling.
Was this like, did you feel like the most confidence this offense has ever played with?
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, we had 33 and a half, right? And I went and told the guys, I'm like, that's not enough for us. I mean, if we want to be, you know, the big power offense that we want to be and what people recognize us as, 33 is still going to get us, you know, the little sweep under the rug. Like, they only scored 33, so let's come out and put 60 up on them, because, I mean, that's the respect we need and that's the respect we're going to get.
Drew, 5 touchdown passes, 5 different guys. How special is that?
No, that was the coolest part. I've been asked about, you know, the whole record thing and being 30 yards or whatnot. I think the coolest thing to me today was, but it was throwing to those guys that just have never caught the ball in the end zone. Seeing their faces after they catch the touchdown was probably the coolest thing. Kendall throwing the ball like 20 yards out of the end zone. He probably didn't even realize it, but he was super stoked. I think JJ should have been doing that for us last year. Obviously, he got into some bad luck and got hurt in the before the season, but that was just super cool to see all those guys, and just they're out there succeeding, and they're your guys coming up with you.
How do you feel seeing a guy like Ringo succeed like he did tonight?
Yeah, that's awesome. Ray definitely wants it bad. Like I said, all these guys want it super bad, and it was just cool to, you know, let them get in the flow of things. And, you know, Ray's always like, yo, bro, I'm going to run past him. I'm like, all right, well, here you go. Here it is. Run past him. I'm going to get you the ball and go score.
Your offensive line is doing a great job, too.
Oh, they're doing an outstanding job. We're going to a meal Sunday that I will be paying for, because those guys did all they did was get me breathed on tonight.
Where are you going?
We're gonna go to Cheddar's. We're gonna go to Cheddar's. That's where we normally go on Sunday nights, and that's where we'll be.
Drew, you mentioned the record. I mean, did you have any idea during the game? When did you find out what it was and if you were close to it?
Well, the thing was, we were in practice this week and we were upset about missing some of the deep balls, and we had a bad Wednesday practice, and I grabbed the guys, and because I was kind of hot, I was yelling through it. I was like, guys, I was a little hot today, but listen, I've been telling people that I'm going to try to go for this record. And really, this is 100% a true story. I said, I'm going to try to go for this record this week. And it won't just say Drew Lock touchdown record, pass record. It's going to say 2016 Missouri Tigers. And that was, you know, that was a big thing for me to come here and, it actually ended up, you know, kind of almost happening, but that was just kind of a backstory on that, and the guys wanted it for me too, so that was pretty cool.
This was obviously a game, you know, a lot of people expected you guys to win, so how do you carry on the confidence you can build up this into next week into a game a lot of people don't expect you to win?
Yeah, I mean, regardless if people thought we were going to win, it was still, you know, a Division I college football game, and that's, I mean, that's a big thing for all of us, and to come out and put as much points up as we did, it kind of steamrolls, hopefully, into next week's practice, into the next week's game.
Obviously, your receivers played well, but for you personally, what did you feel like, you know, you did well tonight? What fell into place for you?
Just getting the ball out to them, you know, not short, you know, short throwing it, just playing aggressive, letting it loose, letting it rip, and, you know, they're going to go out and make plays for me, and I'm excited that we got to do that this week and build up into next week, and so we have some confidence.
A couple of other things that stuck out. Jonathan Johnson, this dude is fast. We saw him in the scrimmage last year. You guys didn't get a chance to see him, but he had a long touchdown run after a catch in a scrimmage and ended up getting hurt and never played last year. And he was fast. I forgot how fast he was. You know, he muffed that punt, ran through coverage, big touchdown. So, listen, you give Locke some weapons. And you give him some time to throw, and I think this offense is going to be all right. It took them a little while to get going. They had that opening drive that was great. Then they kind of, you know, stumbled a little bit, but picked it up at the end of the second quarter. So, listen, I'm very high on Drew Locke, and this kid showed me a lot. And I knew that the talent was there, and now that he's got some time to throw, he is an exciting player. Obviously, they've got some work to do in the kicking game in terms of extra points, right? But every kickoff after a touchdown was a touchback, so Tucker McCann has got the leg. That's huge when a team doesn't even get a chance to return the kick, and you're starting at the 25. And then Corey Fatone, an excellent night of punting. So there's a lot of good things special teams-wise. I think those young kickers are just going to need some more confidence. And I think we'll get to a point where we can start calling him Tucker McCann instead of Tucker McCant. This kid will come around. So a lot of things to be positive about here as they look forward now to a very difficult matchup with Nick Chubb and the Georgia Bulldogs next week here at Faurot Field. So wrapping things up, I'm Bill Pollack, and remember to follow me at Missouri Sports on Twitter.